Welcome to Shavar Shavar and Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Nun Vov. The Gemara in the Endem with Beis brings in the pasuk who oscho v'choreneko. The Gemara brings two drushes. One drush is Milamet Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu Karnin Yeris BaAdam. Kadosh Baruch Hu created in the Adam different chambers, different parts of the body. Shim nefach echos mehem ein no yochol liches. If any one of them change its location, change its place, so he can live. And then the Gemara brings there. Mary says who oscho v'choreneko. It's a city that has anything in it. Mimenu Koyanov, Mimenu Neviov, Mimenu Sorov, Mimenu Melochov. The Koyanim, the Neviim, the Sorim, the Melochim all come from Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael has everything within them. The Chasam Sefer, in the Sefer Torah Moshe in Parshas Hazinu, he says, what is the connection between these two drushes that the Gemara is telling us? So he says the connection is like this. The same way by the body, what the Gemara is telling us, that if any aver, any limb, any different part of the body changed its place, so the Adam is treifel, the Adam cannot exist. Same thing applies to Am Yisrael. Everyone in Am Yisrael has a tafkit, has a job, then that is his tafkit, that is his duty. The king has to be the one who is running the Medina, he's running the country for Am Yisrael. He's the one fighting their wars. That's his job, that's his duty. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu came and chose him, that means that he is the most fitting person in all Am Yisrael to be the leader, to be the king, to be the one who is ruling and is the one who is Noyig Binyan Medina. If the king decides that he wants to sit and learn, that's what he wants to do. He wants to sit down and go into Koilil and learn Yayim of Elayla. So then what's going to happen? Am Yisrael will not have the leader that needs to come and dictate and run the show. The lashon of the Chasam Sofer is kol ha'anoga te'gruo u'bishigoyin v'lo yiskayim shuva medina koyegin. Everything will go crazy. Similar to the Koyanim. The Koyanim, their job is to be the ones who are doing the avodah Beis HaMikdash. If the Koyanim decide, you know what, we want to be oisik and other mitzvahs. So then they're violating their tafki, their job, their duty that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them. And he says, "Begeder oisik b'mitzvah potu b'mitzvah." This is your mitzvah. This is your job. This is your duties. Of course, Melech, the Koyanim, everyone has to do all the mitzvahs, and they're mechuv to learn Torah. But the shaila is, what is their main focus? The main four focus is the job that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them. So, Melech, if any one of them decides to do someone else's job, so then there is the idea of Yechoreneko. Kadosh Baruch Hu did koinoni yis ba'adam. The same way by the Adam, if he changes the different parts of the body, change and move from one place to another, the Adam becomes treifa. So also Am Yisrael, if the one who has a certain job decides to do something else, so Am Yisrael becomes treifa. And maybe one can add to the Chasam Sofer that this really applies to every single individual. Everyone has a tafkid, has a job, has a duty that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him to do. We mentioned in the past, the Morei Naim, the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that the job that a person has to do is miyuchat for him, and no one else could do that job. It's his own personal mission that nobody else has this generation or any other generation throughout the history of the world. So the same way the Chasam Sofer says regarding the king, regarding the Sarim, regarding the Koyanim, they have a certain job and they have to focus on it. Every individual needs to be focusing on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in front of him, that is what he needs to accomplish. Reb Tzadok HaKohen in the Sefer Divrei Soferim Ois Chav Daled adds that every job and every mission that there is in Am Yisrael, the Gemara says is coming mimenu, coming from Am Yisrael. So Parshat Shah means that Am Yisrael doesn't have to import Kohanim, Levim, Nevim from somewhere else. But the Reb Tzadok says there's another dimension to it. There's another oimik to it. The pshat is that anyone in Am Yisrael is because of Am Yisrael. Because of the cheshivas of Am Yisrael, then you have a concept of Koyanim, of Levim, of Melech. If Am Yisrael is not Roy, so the Melech is not Roy. Ein Meilas Koyanim Levim u'Melochim mitzad atzvom. Ag mitzad bnei Yisrael shehem mehem u'mechlolam nifcharu. They're because of Am Yisrael, that's why they're chosen. They're representing Am Yisrael as a whole. That's why in Eicha it says, Gam Neviyer loy motzu chozom. When Am Yisrael is not acting properly, so the Nevim don't have Nevuas. By Melech it says, Mikerev Achecho Tokim. It has to come from Am Yisrael. And that's the rule. Apinos goes based on the generation. And he adds, because the Pasuk says, Legabi Levim, it says the word Am Bnei Yisrael, it says five times. And Rashi says, why? Lo yidia chibosom shel Yisrael that shekofal askarosom. But we're talking here regarding the Bechir of the Levim. So why are we mentioning Am Yisrael? Because Levim were not stand alone. There's some group that was chosen to be Levim. Levim are Mimenu from Am Yisrael. They represent Am Yisrael. The Ma'il of Am Yisrael is that Am Yisrael has Levim. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechav the Am Yisrael so much, he gave the Ma'il to Levim to represent them. And he adds, the heavy generations has, based on that level of generation, the level of the Kohanim, the Levim, and the leaders. That's why, well, who is the biggest Kohen of all? Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was in the Dor HaMidbar, which is the highest generation of all. So every generation has the Kohen that belongs and fits that generation. That's what the Gemara means, Mimenu Kohanov, Mimenu Neviov, Mimenu Sarov, Mimenu Melochov. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.